When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Ty Ty. This is Tyvian. We've spoken about Ty a good few times on the podcast.
Well, yeah, in relation to Kimmy, our last guest.
Yeah, so yeah. Kim, this is the boyfriend. Kimmy's boyfriend.
So now we have two perspectives.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is so good.
So good.
Like, so what do you think when Kim said this?
Oh my God. I listened to her podcast. But yeah, I don't know what I was going to say. I did that. I got nervous.
Keep ready. Here we go.
Keep that in. How long have you guys been together for? Was it 8 years?
8 years, 9 years.
Oh my god.
Couple goals.
That is mad.
It is so healthy though,
I'm so codependent
and attached.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And I feel like after every breakup, I'm like, I think actually I am independent, I'd be great. And then as soon as I fall back in love again, I'm like, wait a second, you don't want to spend every second with me.
What's going on,
you don't love me, that's what's going on. I'm the exact same.
That's the thing, because I've only had like one real relationship, so I don't know what it's like.
Oh yeah.
To have like, from you, what you were saying there, like you going in and out of relationships, you have to like build that trust again. You have to like, you meet someone new, and then you've, as I said, you have to build the trust again. And then if you break up, like you have to do that over and over again.
Yeah,
so like,
yeah.
Obviously with different people they'll be like, it's different. So like for me with Kim, it's just been, that's always been that way.
You know when you've lived together before for like small periods of time?
That's
like in
also,
Berlin. So
yeah,
is
I was
it
also gonna say, sorry, go for it.
So is it, has it been easy, do you think, or do you think it's hard then to spend so much time together?
No, I think, because I remember when she was talking about it, we've never lived together, and I thought that was such a good point. We've only lived together for like short periods of time, like for like summer, but like when we lived together we weren't working or anything, do you know what I mean? Like it was fun, like we were in Canada together.
Yeah.
And we'd never like lived together and worked together, so like we were never like on top of each other's space, if that makes sense. It was very like, we're just here on holidays having fun and we're living together for like 2 or 3 months. So I feel like I wouldn't like to live with her now if we had a gaff that was like,
oh, stinky Kim, get away from me.
I wouldn't like to live together if we had a gaff that was like, we didn't have enough space to do our own thing. Like if it was just like a one bedroom house or whatever, and there was no space like for me to like do music or whatever, or her to do yoga, if we were on top of each other, I think we'd kill each other. Like I don't think
yeah, it's not good for any relationship. A one bed apartment is just like,
or even with anyone, you need your space as a person to be able to do what you want, you
know? One bedroom apartments are definitely a no.
Oh my god.
I've lived in a one bedroom apartment, you've lived in a one bedroom apartment,
it's like this is the beginning of our demise.
And it's like you are on top of each other constantly.
Sorry guys, your fucking demise. Mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
But with the baby, are you joking?
Yeah,
with
the fucking child. Oh my god, the child will be out the window.
Jesse was in a one bed with fucking twins.
Oh my god.
But guys, the cost of living now and having to split your rent, I feel like half of that, a lot of couples do end up moving in together in major cities if they have nowhere else to go. And then it's just, it's hard for then your relationship.
I see what you mean as well. But also, then it's kind of like, if we're saying this, then there is going to come a time where you guys are going to move in together.
Yeah,
so it's
true,
like,
true.
Are you always going to feel like that? Or do you think it's just like in your 20s that you're feeling this way of like, oh, if we lived together, we'd be killing each other?
I think it would have to depend so much on the environment of where we were living and what we were doing. Like, we'd have to have some sort of like obviously I'd love to live with her if we both had our own space. We're both like working, obviously, because if we weren't, I think even if I was with anyone, I think we'd just like kill each other. Or not kill each other, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
you need your space. You need to have your like alone time for you to do what you want to do. And especially because me and Kim are very like, we have our certain things that we like doing and like doing alone. If we were to live together, we'd have to have the space. Or else I think, as you said, it's like the start of your demise if you don't have. But like, obviously, like she lives with her mum in her gaff, and I live in my own rat mines. But like, if say for example, if we live together in my house in rat mines,
oh god,
like, fuck that.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like sharing that room, it's like, what would you be doing? And like, if I work, like I work from home today, then I'd be working from home and coming back, and then we're just in that room all the time. It'd be like, fuck this, you know.
A lot of couples do that though. A lot of couples like are so desperate to find somewhere to live, so they'll like force themselves into like a one bedroom shared house.
Yeah.
Do you know? And then a lot of like, I've noticed and I've seen people put up stories on their Instagram being like, no couples allowed. Yeah. You know, when people are putting up things,
it's probably too precarious though with couples, because it's like they break up and then what? The person moves out of the room, they need someone new then again. Yeah. And also it takes up more space.
Yeah.
And what if it's an all girls house
and bills and stuff like that, like it's basically like doubling the cost if you live.
Oh, here we go. This is Agony Aunt with Typhi and Valentine.
No, this is relationship issues about men with a real man.
With a real
like, and not us going on. I'm like, maybe he does still love you. Like, no. No, he doesn't. Yeah.
Okay, a lot of men I've been with have a habit of sweeping things under the rock. I don't think
I think she meant to say wrong.
Under the rock.
Under the rock.
Fuck, Patrick Starr.
Bikini bottom, like.
Not really talking about how they're feeling, why they're feeling this way. I understand that women can feel this way as well, but I notice it's more with men. Oftentimes, this will lead to fights because I get angry with them for not being open and honest with me. Yeah. I would love to make them more comfortable and understand why they often feel this way and give them a safe space, but I don't know how. Are there any tips for your straight friend that your straight friend could give on how to give them space or be more vulnerable and honest?
That's actually a good question.
That's a very
Jesus good Christ. Oh my god.
Yeah, sorry, that's a bit deep.
That is a toughie. Because like surely that just like depends on the person. Like surely you have to know who you're going out with to be able to
get things out of them.
To know what you need to give them or not to give them their space to feel comfortable. Or else like I have no idea. To be honest.
There are just some people who are built open and honest, and then there's some people who aren't.
Yeah, surely you have to know the person to be able to like get
you
into
know, find
them
the
like that. Exactly.
And if you're just like seeing them, I don't know if this person is saying actual like boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend. A lot of men I've been with have a habit of sweeping things under the rock.
Under the rock.
I love that.
Like Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
Like.
I'd say the wording though is so important, because you don't want to feel like someone's attacking you.
Exactly.
To force you how to talk about what you're feeling, because that's annoying. It's like your parents interrogating you. You
know,
your parents are like, are you going out with them?
Yeah.
What are they like? How are you feeling? And you're just like, shut up.
Yeah, because naturally, when anyone's like that to you, you're like, oh. And go away, like,
it's like, give me, I want to talk about it in my own time.
Yeah.
So, you just have to maybe if you're like, how does that make you feel?
Oh,
if someone said that to you, you'd have a panic attack. As in me, not you. If Kim turned around and was like, how does that make you feel? I'd be like, what did you just say?
Okay, never mind.
But that could work with other people though, do you know what I mean? It just depends. Like
Ty, what works with you?
What makes you tick? Oh my god.
Do you find yourself being vulnerable though at any stages of like how you're feeling? Or do you just sweep it under the rug?
Yeah, so I feel like also, it depends on the person, but yeah, there is times definitely where like I kind of like sweep up under the rock, the fucking rock. Yeah, I don't know. It depends. Like obviously, depends who you're with, so you can feel more open with and more vulnerable with. But like, it is obviously so hard to try and get that vulnerability out of someone that isn't naturally like that. So
especially like around a group of lads.
A
group of lads.
Well,
so
to be fair, like with my friends, like my best friends, like I'd like be able to be as vulnerable as possible with them. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm so lucky. Like my 3-4 best like guy friends, like I can like we're not like weird lads. We're not weird lads, but you know what I mean. We're not
lads
that be like, oh, I'm going to watch the match on the weekend, going rooch and all that.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
Sounds a lot like Spencer, doesn't it?
But like we like it just depends, and it also depends like whatever you're going through at like a certain time, and like if your friends would kind of know, like if you are going through whatever you're going through at a certain time, like with us anyway, like we'd know. Like for example, one of my friends, his parents split up like out of nowhere recently, and we all like knew that he was like obviously having a tough time, so naturally we're like just a lot more like sensitive to him and like with him, which was nice. So yeah, I suppose just back to what I was saying, like it just depends how you know that person, what to be like with them to kind of make them feel more comfortable.
That's good advice.
Yeah,
because like I like we
this is brilliant. Yeah. Sorry, we should get you on more often.
Auntie Agnes or whatever.
Auntie Agnes.
Aunt, ask Auntie Agni or whatever. What is it? Agna Aunt?
Agni Aunt.
Agni Aunt.
Aunt Agnes.
Aunt
Agnes.
Aunt Agnes.
I love that.
Okay. Aunt Agnes.
Aunt Agnes.
Aunt Agnes. A huge issue as well, I know from one of my ex-boyfriends who's just like, I literally be like, how does that make you feel? You go, I don't know. Like, genuinely. Sometimes men don't know how to identify their feelings if they're just surrounded by other people who can't identify their feelings, or if they've never been asked that question before. So maybe if you are annoying them, it's good to like bring it up or to talk about how you're feeling, or go, oh, you must feel so... No, it's bad to impose feelings on people as well, being like, you must feel so shit about yourself right now.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
But even just being like, does that make you upset, or, you know, is good for them to actually think about the question and be like, how does that make me feel? Because he grew up with all brothers, and I suppose now he's like, I think he was very dependent on me as a girlfriend to like be like his therapist, because I was the only person who he could talk to.
Yeah.
And I think that does happen to a lot of girls.
But do you think because of you were in a girls and bloody days a boy and girls school,
yeah,
do you think that that's why you're surely so that much helped. Better
sh- like even like
a mixed school
for all my guy friends, like even like we're all like we all went to the same school, like we're all still best friends, and
can we crack a window, it's fogging up. I'm probably inhaling CO2 at this stage.
Hang on,
where is it? It's here.
The windscreen wipers.
Stunning, actually.
Oh, actually,
bit of a breeze.
It's that stunning.
It's a bit of a breeze. It's actually perfect weather. This is my favorite weather.
Fucking love when it's like fresh.
Yeah,
and
fresh.
Sunny.
Crisp.
Isn't it?
Crisp.
When you wake up in the morning, you're like, time for a pan of chocolate.
Sorry, Ty.
And a coffee, I brought one.
Kim.
I brought two. I brought one for you. We were fucking late.
She can't. She can't eat it because
I can't have dairy.
Yeah, she
because they're a baby.
No, I'm allergic.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm allergic.
Yeah, she blows up.
I'm allergic.
Ty, listen to just how cute this is. So Kim would tell me what Ty does in the morning because she knows that I'd appreciate it.
Oh yeah.
Ty goes to the shop every day.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Ty goes to the shop every day and gets a pan of chocolate from Centra.
The Centra ones are fucking gorgeous. They're honestly unreal. My mum's French, right? And she was like, I was so surprised when I lived here that like she'd go to Centra and get like a croissant and she'd be like, they're really good. And I was like, and then she told me that when I was over last time, and I was like, oh, so they are actually like good, because the pan of chocolate there are fucking unreal. I'm not messing, they're so nice. I made them for Kim the other day and we both had them in the morning and she was eating it, and I was like,
wait, see? Reaction, like,
see? And she was like, this is so nice. I was like,
it's yummy. He brought two with him.
You need them in the air fryer.
Yeah, I did. Super yummy. Sorry, what we were saying was about with you being in a mixed school.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
I think the men that come from mixed schools definitely are a bit more open to females and
surely.
Females.
Am I allowed to say that?
Females. No, women.
Women and their feelings.
Yeah, surely, because it's not like a surprise when then you're with girls for like a long period of time because you've been in school with them for like 6 years.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Actually,
So like a
desensitized. It turns women into normal people, because I feel like lads from all boys schools can be like, oh, because they're just watching porn all the time, obviously they're teenagers. And they're like, oh, look at that wet yolk. Look at that wet yolk over there with the tits.
Yeah.
And then they start speaking and they're like,
Sure. I was in
in all girls school, weren't
you? I was in a mixed school. So my school was really weird. So
was that mixed?
Yeah.
I thought it was like proper.
It was mixed.
They're separate but mixed.
We were mixed in fourth, fifth, and sixth, but we were kept separate in first, second,
they're
and
like,
third.
They're like, you're ready now to reproduce.
It's like in a cage. You're like, let them go.
Yeah, literally. So what would happen was like we'd be mixed during lunchtime. But like no one would speak to each other because we're in a different school, but we're on the same pitch and everything. Oh. Like we share lunchtime, like we share.
Was this in first or third year? First, shared
second,
lunchtime.
The whole school has lunchtime at the same time.
Yeah.
We used the same sports hall. We did everything. Like we used the same classroom sometimes as well, but like we weren't mixed. And then in fourth, fifth, and sixth, they mix you, and like they throw you into a room then and you're sitting beside a boy that like...
But you've probably seen them in eating their ham sandwich at lunch, like, and you're like, hi.
Like, I like that one.
And you're like, now we're in like maths.
I like that one. Literally, that's it.
That's so random.
So you're thrown in, you're sitting beside like a guy and they're so awkward because it's like the anticipation of it being mixed with us. They know everything about you because they're
You've
in your year.
Them for 3 years, but not really.
Yeah, exactly. So like that's they're strange. In your year, but they don't talk to you. So then I think it actually like stops them developing because honest to God.
Stop growing.
Because honest to God, imagine being in school with a load of girls and guys, seeing them every day, but like not really... You're not technically allowed to talk to them. You are allowed to talk to them, but like it would be weird.
It'd be weird if one of you just went off on your own. You're like,
if you were sitting on the pitch with like the guys, like do you know what I mean?
It's just more.
But you know what I mean? It was just weird. So I feel like any person who's been mixed from, because I was in a mixed primary, and that was fine.
Yeah. So you're used to it from when you're like four, which is normal.
Yeah. But I feel like for the guys, it's definitely way more beneficial because they're like growing up around girls and they're growing up around like they're learning about probably periods in the same class as them.
Without really kind of knowing.
Yeah.
Like it just becomes like normalized.
Yeah. Do you know?
Yeah, definitely.
It becomes normalized. Is that the word?
Yeah.
Fucking periods. My mum and my auntie, like, they're like, I grew up with them. And like, I'd known what like periods were since I was like literally came out of the womb. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was like so normal. My mum would be like, oh, my fucking period cramps. And she'd be like, she used to get them like really bad. Like,
yeah, you really, were saying, really you're bad. Really like, good with period stuff. Like, you're very like...
Or it's just because I'm not good with it. I just like, it's not like... It's like normal.
It's normal.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like, it's not weird. And, like, meeting people, they'd be like... Or like having a conversation and then periods come up and be like, oh, that's fucking disgusting. And you're like,
yeah, you're like, okay.
Is it? I'm like, whatever. I go into the toilet, like pee, and there'd be like a big bloody tampon in the thing or whatever. Or not bloody, you can't put tampons in the toilet, can you?
I do.
Or like,
don't tell my
like,
stepmom. Uh-oh,
like
pads, pipes.
Like I'd go and be peeing, and there'd just be like blood everywhere in the toilet from like a thing, and it'd just be like, whatever.
It's normal,
Well,
anytime you talk to a man, maybe he doesn't have sisters. The periods they always talk about in relation to whether they would have sex on someone's period or not. Genuinely.
Wait, what? Like, say that again.
Periods come up in a conversation with I've heard this a few times with the straight male who's never really around girls that often. They're like, oh, would you have sex with them on their period or not? It's not worth it. You have to put a towel down and all, you know, like this. Just like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, God.
What is wrong with you?
That is actually so true.
Isn't it?
That's so true.
Isn't it? It's like, oh, period, Oh, yeah, sex on period. I'm a real man. It's like, what? No one was asking you to.
Here's a good one. I've been with my boyfriend for over a year, but sometimes he takes hours to respond to my texts. I just moved to Dublin for college.
This is going downhill.
I just moved to Dublin for college and he's still at home, so we only get to properly talk on the weekends. I'm a chronic overthinker and my brain spirals every time he takes too long to reply to my text. I don't know how to bring this up without nagging.
Can I just check it's recording?
Oh yeah, I actually had that fear as well. Are you a texter?
Me and Kim like hate texting each other. We talk all the time, but it's like fucking emojis, not like probably like you and her as well. Do you know what I mean? It's like a chicken emoji and stuff. It's it's not real. Like, the fucking monkey, whatever, and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and,
like saying, hey, super dubby.
Hey, super dubby, all that. Like, it's not like, but like, that's it. But like, even like, me and Kim we broke up for like a year. And then, like, I was probably like seeing like two people ish. Kind of, but like we'd be texting and I fucking hated it. I was like, fuck this. Like, it was, you don't have enough stuff to talk about during the day that like I don't really care about. Like, it's such a fucking, like, unless you're like texting every day, like the way, like, it's silly, like with your best friends, you're just like, you're not really saying anything. That's when you're still in contact, which is like nice. You could just, and if you don't talk for like, I don't know, like a day, and then you go back texting just like with stupid emojis or whatever, that's nice. But in this case, with your one, what did she say? She said
taking him hours to reply,
and he's still back home, and she's up in Dublin now.
So they don't live together, they don't live in the same country, and she's only back
county.
On the weekend.
They don't live in the same county.
And they've been going out for a year. Jeez, I don't know. Like,
that's a bit like
that's a bit of a like
I feel though, I just feel like sometimes texting isn't people's thing.
Exactly, it depends what they're like with each other. If like if she's pyro about him not replying.
Have they always been like this?
I wonder what they're like together.
She should have given us more info.
Yeah.
Needed more info.
Yeah, we needed more info for that one.
But he's probably, I can say from his perspective,
he's probably feeling left out if she's in Dublin and he's trying to give you space maybe. Maybe. Or he's trying to distract himself because you're in a new county, experiencing new things, like meeting new people. He's probably in his head. If we're both overthinkers, he's like, she's going to be having sex with other people now, going to parties and stuff. Because I would be, if you're in that position, you're still in your own hometown and your girlfriend's gone off to Dublin.
Yeah.
You know, to college. Like, you're having...
Yeah, especially the difference with the country to, like, Dublin was obviously probably, like, a lot more going on. If you're from the country. Yeah, Jesus. No, it depends what they're like with each other.
Yeah.
Like if she's being paro of him taking ages to text
you
back.
Shouldn't be paranoid after a year with someone. You should
know.
And but sometimes girls have an intuition where something feels off, even though you might not know what it is.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, well like I to be honest, like I'm more on the overthinker side, so like sometimes those thoughts just like happen and you're like you're overthinking. Do you wanna hear what I was like freaking out about the other day with Ryan? So I asked him, could I use his computer? And because I needed to do something for the revenue.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't own a computer, guys. I don't have one. And my family don't have one either. So I was like, hey, can I use your computer? Blah, blah. And he was like, oh, yeah. So like, I'm actually going this, that, there, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't want him to feel under pressure for me to use his computer because like
you don't want to push too hard.
I didn't want to push too hard, so I was like, actually, don't worry about it. Like my uncle's gonna do it for me, and he was, and then oh yeah, so I'll see you tomorrow. And then he was, then I was like, oh my god, I don't want you to think that I'm like using you just for your computer. Like I obviously want to see you.
He was like, what the fuck?
I was like, I swear I'm not just using you for your
like,
computer.
Thank God you cleared that up.
He's like, she's only using me for my laptop.
Yeah.
I know it.
For my computer. The big like box thing. This is what I pictured you say that. Like, the, what are they called? The monitors. The screen.
And he was like, he literally just replied, your gas. Because I was like, I swear I'm not using you just for your computer. Like, I'd love to see you, but like, I might just see you tomorrow. Is that okay?
That's
but, like,
proper overthinking.
That's overthinker. Proper, like, overthinker. So like, the poor thing. Oh.
Oh?
I've been with my partner 4 years and I'm 32, he's 35. We're very in love, happy together. In I've realized I want kids in the next couple of years. He thinks he doesn't, but even if he did, I'm not sure we'd have the same views around parenting. Oh. He's resistant to couple therapy and we are seeing our own therapist. We've never lived together, but we both love living on our own so much. Oh. He
sounds like a question for the sugar mama over here. If they're talking about kids, like...
Sugar mama is thinking. My brain is going.
He also wants to move to the country soon, which I want to in a couple of years, but I love my job too much to leave right now. Feeling very confused. This is very Dr. Phil.
Confused.com.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you're not ready to leave your career, you're definitely not ready to have children, because I think people underestimate how much it stops you from being productive.
Yeah.
Because if you're not sleeping and going to work, your brain's not working at the same capacity. And that's not to undermine women who have children that are in work, if you're sleep training and all that shite, but when you have a child, you do need to take a career break, sort of, and you're coming back and you're catching up then with everyone else.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, if you're loving your job at the moment, definitely stay with that for a good while before you have kids. But if you're thinking about them and he's not sure, it's also not your responsibility to convince someone else to have children. And you can't force someone to have kids just because they love you in a relationship, like, because then he might resent you in a few years, he might resent the children. Like, that's, you should be having kids with someone who really wants them. Because that's harmful to the children. Well, you're never going to have, I will say, couples usually don't have the same parenting style. I don't know any parents that parent exactly the same way. It's like impossible to find people like that. I wouldn't worry about the differing parenting styles, but you can't force someone or convince someone to want to have kids. Actually, no, because I've slayed my past career year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second.
Wait a
minute. I won an award. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Wait a sec. I actually retract that statement.
Yeah.
But I feel like with more conventional jobs where you can't work from home, or you're not freelance, or you're not working for yourself, it's difficult then to get back into the workspace if you have to spend time away from your children and childcare.
Yeah,
it's
not your schedule either.
Yeah.
If you're not working for yourself, which most people don't.
Mm.
Like, you're working for someone else. If you have a child, like, Mamma Mia. Oh my god, I can't even think about having a kid. Like, and I'm not even the one
kids?
That doesn't need, I'm not even able to push the baby outside of my vagina. Like,
do you want kids?
Yeah, I'd love to have little monkeys. Like,
yeah, little
yeah.
monkeys.
I'd love to have a little mini Tai Tai. Like,
yeah,
imagine. Like, what are you? Get over there.
Mini Tai Tai.
But not for a while. Oh my god, geez, not for a while. Like, there's so many things I want to do before having a kid. You have a kid, it's like, obviously not game over, but like, your whole life is like dedicated to them for a good while.
Yeah
for sure.
Me preaching to the choir over here, like
mama bear over here,
sugar mama over here.
Oh, just a question about your career, Ty, because obviously you DJ. So do you want to be DJing for the rest of your life, or
producing?
I'd rather like make music for the rest of my life and have like a job like revolved around like making music. Like, that's I love DJing, it's so much fun, and realistically that's what like you get more money from. But until you get to a certain level, like obviously you can get paid so much for being a producer, and like it depends what label you're on and what deals you have and stuff, but like DJing is going to pay the bills like in the short term if you're doing that. I love DJing, it's so much fun, so much fun, but like producing music is something like I properly love doing. Do you know what I mean? Like, I love doing, like, I'd go on Ableton for like the whole day and I would like blink and it'd be like 10 hours later, 12
really?
Hours later, I just like completely get like completely lost in it. I'm just doing it and then I'm like, oh my god, fuck, I've been doing that for like 3 hours. It's mad. It's like the only thing ever that like shuts me up. Like,
really?
Yeah, like I'd be like so invested in it and like only think about that and like get like completely lost in it. Like, there's nothing else that could even
that
come
can
close
take
to
you.
That.
That's nice.
It's
so
nice.
Nice.
Yeah, it's so nice to
so,
do that. Like, even
so
on the
nice.
Weekend, like on a Saturday, I wake up and then I'm like, yes, I can just fucking go on Ableton like all day. And you just do that all day. It's just
oh,
so
that's
nice.
So
and
nice.
Then,
that's like Cora on her iPad.
Yeah.
Because she wakes up at 5:30 in the morning and I go, why do you wake up so early? Do you not want to go back and snooze? She goes, no, because then I can watch more TV.
Oh.
Really?
Like this.
You're gonna be, your parents will be like, you'll be getting square eyes now if you watch the TV.
Yeah. Ty, I feel like you'll have a lot to say about this.
I can't wait.
My boyfriend loves his mum.
Oh?
Not that it's a bad thing per se, but I'm wondering how it could affect our relationship and if he'll be putting her first place forever.
Like, I wonder how like
how
deep
much
it
does
goes
he love her?
It's like how much of, yeah, exactly. I wonder if they still live together. I wonder how much he goes over if they don't live together. And I wonder like
how much he loves his mommy.
I hope it's not the case where he's like a weird, like, you know the way some lads want their mums, or like they want their girlfriends and their mums in a way where they like
the
girlfriends
the
will
thing.
Like do everything for them, like their laundry and
oh,
their like
yeah.
cook for them and all that shit. And like, because obviously if they've grown up like that from their mum doing that to them, then it's like don't even realize it, but like they'd be looking for that in a girl, in a woman, because they want that same kind of like care. That's the heebie-jeebies, like freaks me out. I'm like,
no, that is so nice. The bar is on the floor, but like that's so nice to hear you say that.
What does the bars on the floor mean?
Bar means like
our standards are so low.
Our standards are so low that like some you'd be surprised that some guys just expect that.
Yeah, it's because they've grown up like that. Like
they've
well, no, but it is also like deeply ingrained misogyny where a lot of men just think that's
the Irish
norm.
Thing as well.
Yeah,
well, my mum would be like, "Fucking Irish men want like to be married to their mum." Like
yeah.
In Irish, UK, and American culture, I feel like it's so dads are real passive and they're just like, let's watch the telly together.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and they're not really involved
in the
kids'
lives. They don't
like
talk about like feelings or anything.
No
like
feelings. Or they'll just pay the bills and they're like, but I'm, you know, providing financially for you. Is that not enough? Mm. I don't need to talk to you, do I?
Yeah.
But yeah, it probably trickles down into then our relationships where guys are like, wait, you didn't do the food shop? Like, what do you expect me to do about that? Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's fucked that.
Yeah,
like,
no
fuck
way.
That.
So I've never been with a guy who's like hands on a bit with housework or anything. It's always been me doing
it. Really?
Literally never.
Yeah, because it's like kind
of
like.
Neither except for Ryan. he like, does everything now.
I always
which
have
is
to
so
I
refreshing.
Always have, I always have to beg, which is so degrading to be.
Yeah,
because
you shouldn't feel like it. Like, if you want to come home and the house is dirty, like, it's not fucking.
But also, I'm a working woman.
It.
You know, I would, you know, I'm the breadwinner in most. Mm. circumstances, so it's like, if this is going to be traditional, then you should be fucking picking up after me. No,
yeah,
it can't be the other
way
around. I haven't found, but maybe that's just because I attract people like that. I don't know.
I feel
like mammy.
Where what? Are we love to, I feel like Irish like women love to mammy men. I definitely
well it's
used
just
to.
It's just so common for most, like, well, I don't know about in other countries, just from my mum saying, like, it's so common for Irish men to grow up with their mums be doing everything for them. You know what I mean? So like, naturally that's just like almost what they expect. But then again, like, that's so like, it completely depends on the person. Like, it depends, like, that, like, it depends on your upbringing for that, you know what I mean?
Like my dad was so domesticated.
He would cook all the dinners, and like I never saw my mom cook at all, and she'd be in work like 10 hours a day and come back. So that's what I'm used to, I guess. Mm. So then I'm like surprised now when guys aren't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It just depends on like what it was like when you were growing up, I suppose. But just for my mom, she'd always be like, Irish men, like they're the worst in terms of wanting everything to be done for them and being like feeling like they're like mammied or like have to be mammied. I'm like, that is
that's true. Like, it's actually so true. So true. What's the best way to subtly show or tell a man you're not interested?
Oh.
Subtly? That's so hard.
I think that's hard. I wouldn't be able to do that.
How do you do that? Yeah, exactly.
I'm also delusional though, and I feel like if someone was even just texting me, I'd be like, they're in love with me. They obviously
subtly say you're not interested. That's like,
I would need a straightforward, like, listen.
Yeah, or else if you say it subtly, then the other person's gonna be like, well, so like, is there still somewhat of a chance?
Yeah. Is the door ajar?
Yeah. Is the door agar? Like
agar? Do you know those like horrible sayings that like people would use? Like say, for like, booze. You gonna have some booze?
I did not expect you to say that. That's not that bad, booze.
What?
I
like,
hate.
Oh, there's booze in the fridge. You'd be like, oh, okay.
No. When people go, my mammy always says it. She's like, what booze are you drinking tonight? Oh. Booze.
Yes. You know what my mom actually always says?
What?
She goes, when something is working out for her, or if we're like going fast, or we're working on schedule, she goes, we're sucking diesel.
Oh!
Who says that? I know someone that says
that. I hate that.
I can't remember, but like,
they'd
say it,
like,
and it'd be like, what does that even mean? Yeah.
Who? No, there's
sucking
another
diesel.
There's another one that is awful. Oh, fuck off. Yeah, so suddenly I would probably just
start leaving on red.
Oh my god, you could put like little like clues everywhere. Little sticky pads.
You could leave little notes.
Little
notepads
that like stuff that annoys you about them. And then they like and then they'd be like, was this
your
you? Was this you that left? And you'd be like, no. It wasn't me. And they'd be like, that would be very subtle. If they're just like around the gap and like sticky notes.
If you like lived with someone and like you're in a really happy relationship, and to like avoid like a massive fight, you could just leave a sticky note on the wall being like, you're really messy, can you clean up?
Or like do stuff that around the house that you know that they don't like. Yeah, I know that's just just like mean. That's not saying suddenly you don't like something. That's just be like,
that's like a passive aggressive.
Yeah, or like putting like salt in their milk or something. Or like salt in the
that would get them.
Oh, that would shut them up. It's not like a problem that makes me want to leave, just kind of an intrusive thought that comes back a lot and makes me feel guilty for kind of thinking about it or doubting stuff. Even though I think it's healthy to question why you're in a relationship now and again to make sure it's still what you want, the thought comes back a lot and it's hard ignoring it. Have you guys experienced this in your relationship? And if so, what has helped? I really like him and just want to be less scared of staying with him.
The gist of it is, have you ever doubted a relationship and how do you know whether you should keep going or if it's worth working at or if you should leave them?
If you're together a short amount of time and you're having those doubts, maybe it's like not worth pursuing.
I'm very head on, I'm obsessed with that person. I will be obsessed with that person until they do me so wrong or burn me out.
Yeah, okay.
I will be like obsessed with that person.
Yeah.
All the time. That person is on a pedestal for me all the time.
Right, yeah.
Like, but obviously, as I said, until they do me wrong or they burn me out.
I don't understand that question at all. Sorry, I'm back
you
here
don't
in
know
La La Land.
You don't
I swear to God, I'm like,
why is fucking over this podcast? He's not interested at all. He hates relationships.
Question sent me to fucking Spain.
If you're having doubts in your relationship,
but even in that message, she goes, I like them. You weren't like, oh, I love them so much. So I feel like maybe
nip it in the bud. Like, I feel like if you're having
doubts,
she's
like, they're grand, but
well,
it depends how long they've been going out for her to be feeling that. Yeah,
I don't think you should be having doubts so early on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, definitely
no, because like getting early, when you're like going out early on, you're like, oh my god, like I'm gonna marry you tomorrow,
but all the hormones are pumping, so you actually can't, your brain
pumping.
So even if there are red flags, your brain can't comprehend them because all you want to do is procreate with the person. So you're ignoring everything bad about them. You're just like, I want to make a child with you right
procreate
now.
That's the app I have on my iPad. To draw.
What does it do?
Oh, is it?
Procreate. What do you mean by procreate?
Like, reproduce children?
Have sex.
It's like have sexy time. So it's like an instinctual, like a primal instinct to want to, when you first start seeing someone and you do have a chemical reaction there, you were like, I'm so obsessed with you. And then obviously after you've gotten all that sex out of your system and you are using protection and you don't reproduce, then it's like you start to see the real version of each other and whether you are going to pursue it as a long-term thing or not.
Hey.
And then the only blockers from that going further is either miscommunication or if one person falls out of love.
If that person isn't like giving you that open space to be like vulnerable and like communicate with them properly, then it's like that's obviously inevitable that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's that?
It's Kitty!
No way!
Get in, Dibby!
Yeah! Get in here, you lad!
Yeah! Hey!
Hey, Dibby!
Hey, Dibby!
Speaking of Dibby, we've just been bitching about you for the past hour.
I knew he would be. Sure, that's the only reason he's on here, isn't it?
We'll leave it there, guys.
Okay, adios.
Adios.
Thanks so much to Ty and Kimmy.
Ty and Kimmy.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.